an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Hump Day Wednesday, July 16th edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it today. I'm going to be reaching out to Patrick Kobach. Going to get him on the line with us here shortly. We just read the MERS news story, and we're going to have a conversation with him to talk about it and to get into some of the details. Pat, are you there, sir?
I am. I'm very curious what MERS had to say.
Well, one of the main points that they barely touched on, and I want you to take about a minute or two here and go into detail for us, was something that I had been talking about for years, is cleaning up the qualified voter files. But one part of the story that you said in your testimony was very interesting. You talked about legislation. You talked about subpoenas. You talked about the donation that Benson's PAC made to Michigan Supreme Court Justice Kyra Bolden's reelection campaign regarding the case that she was hearing and ended up actually writing the opinion on O'Halloran versus Benson. But before we get into that case, I want to back the bus up a little bit because you and I have talked about this, and I did not realize that this was actually more critically important. I want you to take a couple of minutes. I'm going to let you monologue and talk about the transaction log to the qualified voter file. What is it? What does it show? Who, when, how, where? I want you to explain that to the audience.
All right. Well, fundamentally, this qualified voter file is a database. It's a database that contains all the voter registration data for all the eligible voters in the state of Michigan. And it also contains all their voter history per Michigan statute, MCL 168-509-Q. And it requires that this voter history data is supposed to be maintained for a minimum of 5 years in the QVF. And so what we're looking for, one of the key subpoena items, I've actually requested it via FOIA, Freedom of Information Act request, and I was denied. But we're asking for this QVF transaction log because it tells us who is adding voters to the qualified voter file, who's saying that these people are eligible, what data is provided in support of that. We know when that they're updating it with this transaction log. We know what records they're actually updating. Maybe they're updating the voter history records, which in Michigan are changing every single month, which should never change. Once an election's done, who voted in that election shouldn't be changing. But yet in Michigan, under Jocelyn, we will come for you, Benson, it's changing every single month. And also, it'd show how those records are being updated. We know that third-party NGOs like the Center for Internet Security, like ERIC, like Rock the Vote, have access to our qualified voter file data. What are they the ones making all these changes, or is it somebody that hasn't been named yet? We don't know. The QVF transaction log will give us the who, what, when, and how that we need to get to the bottom of a bunch of, let's just say, suspect behaviors. Not, you know, we just talked about the voter history changing every single month. Well,
sure.
But there's a lot of other things that we need to investigate as well. Who seeded the qualified voter file with 800,000 ineligible voters that received absentee ballot applications from Jocelyn Benson when she took office? Who changed the voter history data to get rid of the 125,428 illegal votes that were cast in the 2024 election? Who is deleting the people who voted in the 2020 election, because we know that there are over 350,000 fewer voters per the qualified voter file than there were ballots cast in the 2020 election, which was reportedly decided on the basis of 154,188 votes. So right. That in a nutshell is why this QVF transaction log is so important. It's kind of the Rosetta Stone of election fraud in Michigan.
Now, in that exact, I guess, dissertation you just gave,
you
said basically this exact same thing in the committee hearing yesterday. Everything you just said, you basically pointed out to them. Were you able to get all of that into your testimony yesterday?
No, not the color commentary for each one of those points.
Okay.
But I was able to say we need to know the who, what, when, how.
Okay, very good. Because here's the point, and I think I know you didn't have a lot of time. I know, you know, there was some back and forth, whatever.
No, we deliberately kept the core presentation very short.
Very short. Okay. Do you have communications with the chair, Rochelle Smith, regarding basically what you just said, or should I end up sending them the podcast of this interview? Because here's why. All of those points, all of those things you just said is what I think they truly need to understand, and we need to make sure they get that information. Have you been able to personally, privately convey this information to the Chair Smith of the Election Integrity Committee?
Yes, and also to other representatives.
Very good. Excellent.
Yeah, so
okay.
It's very clear, and it's we hope to get this soon. And this is a big deal, and I would love to get access to it, and you know, we've made requests for this in the past through organizations like Michigan Fair Elections and Michigan Grassroots Alliance, all these other organizations saying, hey, we just want the same access these other NGOs have to our election records. And under the 14th Amendment and under Article 1, Section 1 of the Michigan Constitution, we're afforded those rights, but they've denied us.
They denied you, meanwhile giving them to their...
Yeah,
their associates. Okay, next question.
Some people are more equal than others.
Yes, exactly. Exactly the point. Well, here is my biggest concern. Arizona's governor race in 2022. Katie Hobbs, Secretary of State, running for governor against Carrie Lake, Donald Trump's endorsed candidate. Very attractive former news reporter lady, great with the press. Well-spoken, running for governor against then Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, and surprise, surprise, Katie Hobbs beats Carrie Lake and becomes the next governor of Arizona. I see the exact same motive of operandi, the same exact strategy being utilized here in Michigan as Jocelyn Benson runs for governor next year. Am I off the beaten path here? Am I absolutely crazy? Is this a conspiracy theory in my mind that's not going to play out here in Michigan next year?
I think you have a right to be concerned, my friend. And one of the things that I shared during the testimony was the fact that Jocelyn Benson only follows the laws that she agrees with, and if you don't like it, you just go ahead and sue her. Well, that gives her the green light to do anything she needs to do in order to make sure she assumes that governor's office with that philosophy. Unless she's held accountable, she's going to continue on with that behavior.
Well, they did mention it in the MERS news service. They did say, quote, in other words, Benson only follows the law she agrees with, said Kolbeck. So they
wasn't me saying that. That was her own attorney.
yeah, exactly. The Assistant Attorney General, Heather Meingast, is what they teed it up with. Now, let me ask you this question. If they are able to take your testimony and others and go to the House Oversight Committee, do you think that Jay DeBoyer, the chair of the House Oversight Committee, who has subpoena powers, do you actually think he will then absolutely submit a subpoena request regarding those transaction logs?
Yes.
Why is it then that this process has to be done this way? I talked about the refusal, and you mentioned it in the MERS news story, that she refused to give former training manuals that she gave to the clerks, 2020, 2022, 2024 manuals. Well, we already know that she has scrubbed on the e-portal for all the clerks, because Vicky and other clerks have gone in there and looked at it already. She has scrubbed everything from those previous manuals that she provided to those prior elections. Is she basically trying to cover her butt compared to what she gave them the rules? This is how you operate these elections versus what we're going to do for next year. Is that basically what she's trying to do?
Sure sounds like it, and that should give credence to the lawsuit that's being filed to force her to provide that information, because it's obvious that she's engaged in a cover-up, and what she's doing is she's giving this false air of transparency. I've given them thousands of documents. Well, she probably hasn't given them the dozen or so documents that are in direct violation of the law, and that's why she just talks about the volume instead of the completeness, right? She's not giving them all the documents, and that's why this is so important. And I want to give kudos to the Michigan House reps that are involved in this, including Jay DeBoer and Rochelle Schmidt. They're doing the right thing here. They asked nicely the first time. They refused. They didn't give them the time of the day. They said talk to the hand. So then they go, well, you know what? We're just going to have to issue a subpoena. And then they said no to the subpoena. So now they're going through the court of law in accordance with the advice that Jocelyn Benson's attorney has given her.
Right.
Which is, right. She's given us all that advice, saying if you don't like it, sue us. Well, they're suing. And so now it's in court of law. Now, Michigan court system, especially when you got a Michigan Supreme Court Justice Kyra Bolden, that definitely appears to be willing to write whatever majority opinion the highest bidder goes to want to write. Have
right.
Write.
Yeah.
That is a difficult road to hold. But we do have friends in D.C. right now, and I can assure you that they are paying attention to what's happening here in Michigan.
Well, let me ask you this. We only have a couple of minutes before the break, but what is the status of the lawsuit, the one here in Michigan, that they, Rochelle Schmidt, DeBoer, whoever it is that's actually filed it, who is the plaintiffs and what's the status of the case, if you know?
I don't know any of the details of it. I just know that they're taking legal action, so I can't say. But I know Rochelle and Jay would have the answers you'd need there.
Okay, very good, 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 good. I got a couple of text messages coming in. Are you able to stay through the short 3-minute break?
Sure.
Okay, I want you to stay over because my phone's blowing up. I got a ton of text messages, 18 of them so far unread. One of them that we're going to talk
really
about.
You really should learn to block Jocelyn Benson.
Yes. No, she's not on my list, trust me. But one thing I definitely want to tee you up with is before we go for break, William Hamilton from Lapeer County.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah. Says that Colbeck needs to run for Secretary of State. We're going to talk about that on the other side, but we've got other text messages as well. Short break, more with Patrick Colbeck. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment with Patrick Colbeck staying through the break. Pat, during the break, I was able to speed read most of these text messages, and the overall theme of most of them is based on your monologue about the transactional logs to the qualified voter files. How is it that these liberal, progressive NGOs and others ever got access to our qualified voter files? How did that happen?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. And that's part of why I'm calling for an investigation across the board in our compliance with those executive orders. You'll notice that the executive order, I think it is 124, the one that President Trump issued on March 25th around securing the integrity of our elections, it specifically is calling for investigations around these voter rolls. And if you're uncooperative, you know, like Jocelyn Benson, then you move to the top of their priority list for investigation. So we'll make sure that the federal government is aware of their obfuscation, and hopefully they can move to the top of the priority list. But here's some inside baseball. Eric is this organization. It's a multi-state consortium, supposedly. It's an NGO that is responsible for helping to clean up our voter rolls. Their charter says that they are removing dead voters and making sure that people have moved are cleansed from the data. They don't do that. They're a get-out-the-vote mechanism for the Democratic Party is what they are. And Michigan Bureau of Elections Director Jonathan Brader was the chair of Eric. And so he's the one funneling all this crap into our system here in Michigan, and he was heading up that organization. So I think in that investigation, it definitely needs to focus in on what Jonathan Brader's role was, for sure.
Now, isn't participation in Eric completely voluntary by the Secretary of State's?
Yes.
So Jocelyn Benson, was she the first Secretary of State to agree to allow Eric to oversee our qualified voter files, or was it done prior to her becoming Secretary of State?
Well, I'd have to do some research on back in my way back files to find out for sure. But if you got a few other questions, I'll try to dig that up.
Well, one of the other questions that's pretty relevant to the conversation is this something that, because she's trying to stall and go make him go through the court process, the court that it ends up in, Is this going to be a favorable decision? Where is it at? Is it going to be basically a liberal court system that they'll side with Benson, where they're going to have to appeal it? Well, do you have any idea? Do you know how long this is potentially going to take?
Well, let's look at the O'Halloran v. Benson case, which I talked about during the testimony.
Yes, you did.
We defeated her in the lead up to the 2020 election, and she was supposed to be updating her poll challenger guidelines to be lawful. She refused to do so. And so those updated guidelines were not in place for the 2022 election. So 2022 was effectively an unlawful election. So she submitted an appeal to the Court of Appeals. That wasn't discussed until well over a year later, if I remember correctly. And then she lost 3-0 in that court case. So Benson lost 3-0.
Sure.
So then she appealed, and then it went to the Michigan Supreme Court. And then she issued a nice little $82,500 contribution to Supreme Court Justice Kyra Bolden. Kyra Bolden, a couple months after receiving that donation, then wrote the majority opinion in favor of Benson. So how do you think this is going to play out?
Wow. Unbelievable. And this is all happening before next year's election. So through the court process and the appeals process alone, there's no way they're going to get any of this information from Benson before next year's August 4th primary.
No. I mean, it's a slow walk. They know how the court system works. We've seen evidence of Benson using Lawfare with their Priorities USA lawsuit. It was one of the first lawsuits filed against Benson from a friendly Priorities USA with Mark Elias and her and his crew.
Sure.
They said, hey, we just don't have fair representation and, you know, the usual garbage that Democrats spew. And so, you know, Jocelyn says, you know what, you're right. And so we're going to go off and get rid of signature verification on our absentee ballots to
sure.
make sure that we don't have any bias inherent in our system. And she was allowed to get away with that until a lawsuit was filed, which was too late after the 2020 election. So,
yeah.
They know how the court system works. And Jocelyn Benson was a former dean out at Wayne State University Law School. She's an attorney. That's why I went after her credentials for this bribery case with the Attorney Grievance Commission. And also I went after Bolden with the Judicial Tenure Commission. But yeah, they know how the court system works, and I'm playing catch up on that front.
Very good. Well, then let's answer William Hamilton's comment. Would you even consider running for Secretary of State next year?
You know, I'm always open to it if God's leading me in that direction. But right now, I don't see that door opening in any way, shape, or form, because I've been what we're doing right now. I don't have the financial resources necessary to be successful in that pursuit.
Yeah.
The first 3 years of this, I was working without any steady paycheck whatsoever. That's not the way to head into your retirement years, my friend.
Yes, absolutely.
And so while Mike Lindell hired me, I've gone to part-time with Mike now because of his financial issues. I asked him to put me into part-time status. So now I just don't have the finances to do that.
Yeah, understand. Totally understand. We get it. It takes money to run a big statewide campaign.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for updating us on your testimony. We greatly appreciate your efforts. Keep fighting the good fight, brother.
All right. Thanks for getting the word out. Knock 'em alive, my friend.
Final hour of today's show. We'll be right
back.
Thank
you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Government's invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate